This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
In remarks to the American Legislative Exchange Council, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whose state has seen a sharp uptick in cases, urged Americans to resist COVID-related restrictions.
I think it's very important that we say unequivocally no to lockdowns, no to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates.
New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. Sydney, Australia has extended its COVID-19 lockdown for another 4 weeks after a stay-at-home order failed to slow infections. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned of tougher policing to stamp out non-compliance and added that police would boost enforcement of wide-ranging social distancing rules. The extension turns what was initially intended to be a snap lockdown into one of the country's longest since the start of the pandemic and may spark the second recession in 2 years, according to economists.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing lower, but the Nasdaq finishing trading higher. This is VOA News. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. American swimmer Katie Ledecky won her first gold medal of the Tokyo Games, while gymnast Simone Biles pulled out of an event she was expected to win. We get more from AP's John Leatherby.
Ledecky won the women's 1500-meter freestyle, an event making its Olympic debut, holding off teammate Erica Sullivan, who took silver.
The times might not be my best times, but I'm still really, really happy to have a gold medal around my neck right now.
USA Gymnastics announcing Wednesday Simone Biles will not take part in the all-round competition Thursday. That's in order to focus on her mental well-being. The organization says it will monitor Biles on a daily basis to determine if she'll take part in individual events next week. USA men's basketball improving to 1-1 after a 120-66 drubbing of Iran. Damian Lillard led all scorers with 21 points. I'm John Leatherby.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is keeping its benchmark interest rate pegged near zero, but says the economy is strengthening. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Fed says the U.S. economy is making progress toward the central bank's employment and inflation goals. That's being interpreted as a small step closer to dialing back the ultra-low interest rate policies that have been in place since the coronavirus pandemic hit. In a statement, the Fed says vaccinations are helping the recovery, but it dropped a reference to a reduction in the spread of COVID-19 as the Delta variant has caused a spike in cases, creating several hotspots around the country. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
As long as COVID is running loose out there, as long as there's time and space for the development of new strains, no one's really finally safe. These strains, there's no reason they just can't keep coming.
Powell says successful vaccination campaigns in the U.S. and globally are key to sustaining the recovery. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.